Good morning. We're continuing Chayot Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chafal of the Melach of Gerseis. We're learning Siman Dalet, where the Chayot has introduced the problem of a woman who forgot to cut her fingernails, and she's going to make her Friday night. What should she do? So option number one, she should ask a goy to do it with a shinui. Ask a goy to bite it off. So it's a mirror. That's clearly a shus b'malka mitzvah. Mir lakum anan yisad rabbanan, doing removing fingernails by biting, as opposed to with the kli is a shinui. So it's a rabbanan, and now it's a shus b'malka mitzvah. That's going to be mutter. That if that a non-Jew is not an option, so she should try and clean very well under the fingernails and go to the mikveh as such. The chayim does not want to be matar, does not allow to be matar, which is a machlokes in the shach and the taz. Can she ask a non-Jew to take it off with a kli? Why would there be an argument yes and why would there be an argument no? So you mentioned this in the introduction. Maybe we should look at the removal of fingernails as a melacha shenet sheikha l'gufa. You're doing an action removing the fingernails, not to use the fingernails. That's melacha shenet sheikha l'gufa. So it's a mere lakum on a melacha shenet sheikha l'gufa, which we paskin is the rabbanon. It's a shus, b'malka mitzvah, and shemim mutter. There are a few concerns with this approach. The Balamor raises the question that clearly in the Mishnah, it talks about geuses being in the context of cutting fingernails, cutting hair, even though you do not use the fingernails or the hair. So why would that be so? So he feels that this is an exception. And even though normally, geuses is an exception. He says also burr, for example, is an exception. The primary burr is you take the bad from the good. Good from the bad is one of the vehicles of the heter, of doing barer beheter. One takes the good from the bad. The problem is when you take the bad from the good, it's lach shenet sheikha l'gufa. You're doing an action in this unwanted item, and you're discarding it afterwards. She's doing a maisa in X to not use it. That's lach shenet sheikha l'gufa. So the Baal HaMor says that we have to assume that the barer and gerzes as well are exceptions to the rule. And Melacha Shenet Sheikha L'Gufa is Chayiv. Raman does not like that. There's no mention anywhere in the Gemara that there are exceptions. According to Reb Shimon, Melacha Shenet Sheikha L'Gufa is Potter. It's always going to be Potter. So the Ramban in his Chedushim says that we're working on a mistake over here. He says the following. When a person does an act of Gziza, the Gziza is not taking place only in the hair. It's the act of removing the hair from the body. So the mice is being done in the hair and the body simultaneously, and it's going to be benefiting the body. So a person does a mice of disease of cutting their fingernails or cutting their hair. They're removing the hair from the body. So the mice is being done in the body for the benefit of the body. So it's called a malocha hatzricha l'guf. There's one more approach. There's a rivosh. Rivosh says what's interesting is that Gziza was done in the Mishkan for two purposes. It was done for the purpose of using the hair of the goats and the wool of the sheep. It was also done when they used the hides for them, the Oris, Elim, Odomim, etc. They would remove the hair to make the hide look nicer. So you had both types of Gziza in the Mishkan. So you had in the Mishkan a Gziza, which was done not for the purpose of the hair, but for the purpose of the hide. So that's going to be chayim as well. So he feels that, as opposed to other malachas which are defined by the Mishkan, the Sheikha L'Gufa is defined by the Mishkan, you have both aspects of Sheikha L'Gufa, both types, whether you're doing it for the hair or not for the hair, just to get rid of the hair, that's called the malacha Sheikha L'Gufa, that's called the primary version of the malacha. The Bir Halacha raises another possibility. Even if you accept the Ramban, that doing Ziza to make you look better is a melacha sheikha l'gufa, and doing the act of cutting one's fingernails or going to the mikvah is a melacha sheikha l'gufa. You ask the woman, do you want to cut your fingernails? She says, no, I'm very happy with my fingernails. They look fine. I actually like them. She wants to keep them. Halacha says she has to remove them, so she's not doing it for the fingernails. She's not doing it for her body. She's doing it for the halacha. So it's an outside purpose that she's doing it for. That's the definition of halacha. She's gufa. You're doing the halacha, but not for it itself, but for something else. So arguably, this is a halacha she's gufa. And no matter what, even if you tell me cutting fingernails is shikla gufa because the body looks better, this would be an exception to that. So it's mir lachos and shikla gufa, and therefore mir lachum shemutra. So the mir lachum comes out that a person really could be semich based on this svara to ask a non-Jew to remove it. Now, is there a heter malachos shus shus malka mitzvah in regards to malachos and shikla gufa? We touched on this once upon a time. Ayin Shom, that maybe it's a more chamer dikat rabbanon. We don't apply the rule of shus to shus, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to multiple places apply the rule of shus to shus, even to malachos shenitzich l'gufa. Have a good day.